Welcome back. Well, according to Goldman Sachs, many emerging market economies are beginning to resemble developed markets. This as inflation rates are starting to fall while the currency crisis risks start to fade. Earlier this year, the company also identified South Africa as the big emerging market story of the year. Glenn Silverman, who's a consultant at GS Investment Services, joins us to discuss the prospects for emerging markets and South Africa's place in it. Thanks so much, Glenn, for joining us today. So as I say, Goldman Sachs earlier this week releasing this report saying that emerging markets now look like rich countries. They've started to resemble developed markets as inflation rates fall and the currency risk starts to fade. Do you agree?
I broadly would agree with them, but with some caveats. So it's interesting which factors you look at. So if they said emerging markets are as rich as those countries, definitely not. As much debt as those countries, probably not as well, depending which ones you choose. But if you look at the two factors that they quoted, being inflation and currency risk, I probably would agree.
So if we hone in then on those two specific factors, with emerging market monetary policy now starting to resemble that of developed market policy in respects with focus much more so on output and inflation gaps than on GDP or the exchange rate, is it justified that we take the same approach as a developed market when it comes to monetary policy specifically?
So I think you've clarified that quite nicely, and you've also caveated that. There are many times that I think emerging markets should not be copying what developed markets do, but in this particular case, I think it's a sensible choice and sensible policy, and I think they've seen the benefit of that.
So, with that being the case, then, what do you see Federal Reserve normalization now spelling for emerging market policy?
Well, I think what's fascinating is that the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates for some period of time and forecast to continue to do so, and yet against it, you've seen US dollar weakness, not strength, which is very unusual and not expected. And I think it's the US dollar weakness which has allowed emerging markets to perform as well as it has. So the sense that emerging markets are somehow exactly the same as developed markets, the cycle has disappeared, the risk has disappeared, I think is fallacious and I think will still be tested.
Especially where we've got significant risk sitting on the horizon. I mean, we've got geopolitical tensions subsiding on a day-to-day, coming back into play and then subsiding on a day-to-day basis. But the Russia tensions certainly spells a certain ripple effect from a sentiment perspective on emerging markets. How do you see that starting to weigh?
I saw a stat this morning on Twitter, as it so happens, was a graph showing that Cold War tensions are at the highest that they've been in, I think, 100 years or something. So we're approaching some very, very scary type of levels. I mean, as you said, there's fun and games almost on a daily basis. And so far, the markets have been in this very, very strong bull market. There's been a lot of cash around. And again, the US dollar has been weak, allowing emerging markets to perform. At some point in time, that may not continue. We've also had a very strong commodity cycle. So you've had almost every tick in favor of emerging markets for some period of time, but there's a risk that that doesn't continue.
Now, would you say that that's the biggest potential trigger for a major market repricing of emerging market risk premium?
Are you saying geopolitical risk?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's happening is fascinating because there's a lot of risk out there. We have this attack on Syria and God knows how many missiles are unleashed against them. Markets are very, very strongly. So is it that mission was accomplished according to Trump, or the sense that they weren't going to fire anymore? But we have the cases the markets want to go higher. So it's kind of strong earnings season, a lot of money still in the system, a lot of confidence still in the system. So currently nothing seems to be stopping them. Or in fairness, the trajectory is no longer exponential. It has flattened and we have up days and down days more than we saw before. And there's a return of volatility, which I think is actually great.
Yeah. What's interesting is that you've had emerging markets weather this volatility quite nicely. But some investors are starting to use the opportunity to get a little bit more selective. Where are you seeing opportunity right now?
So, I mean, you said the big story currently is sub-Saharan Africa. I think two key leadership changes take place in Zimbabwe and shortly thereafter in South Africa. I have a very strong sense, we'll talk about in your China segment coming up, that China had quite a bit of involvement in all of this, because that's worthy of kind of unpacking separately. So I think the story's been good. South Africa's been kind of interesting because actually our equity markets have been fairly weak of late. The currency fairly strong. So in dollar terms, you're kind of neutral-ish. There was a huge surge around the Cyril Ramaphosa coming to power type of section, and it's kind of eased off a bit. So sentiment has definitely improved, no question whatsoever. But my sense is facts on the ground are still pretty tough.
Especially where you're still waiting for a lot of what's been spoken about. So the rhetoric to actually translate into real policy, which would then affect, effectively translate into economic performance.
So I think that's, again, also a very, very important point. We spoke a little bit earlier about inflation and currency stability, etc. Policy decisions are critical. And when you have good policy implemented well and with some policy certainty, you start to look and feel a bit more like a developed market. And I think that's when the benefits come. Mm. You've got to be cautious of, you know, what is it that's driving good leadership and good policy decisions, good markets and good sentiment.
Do you see South Africa as the big emerging market story of this year?
I think it is. I think it is because I've always felt like when there's a lot of discussion around the credit downgrade, I felt there was very little chance of that actually happening. And we have had a very significant change in terms of obviously leadership, same party, different person, but he's saying all the right things, which I think is really important, etc. So I think it's going to be the theme, but whether or not it's going to be the performer or not, I'm less sure.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Glenn. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Glenn Silverman is consultant at GS Investment Services.